You already know what it is. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Ty. Thank you for tuning in to the Dad Flex only over here at Anchor FM. What's up to all my flexers? Thank you for joining us on this Saturday. And all you first-time listeners, welcome to the channel. I'd like to talk about a pretty serious topic today. So let's get right into that. It's a topic that's kind of hard for a lot of people to digest. It's a hard pill to swallow, I guess you could say. And that topic's actually child abuse. Did you guys know, before I go any further, that the U.S. actually holds the worst record for child abuse, what's the word I'm looking for, child abuse cases? That's insane. That's insane to me, guys. As a child who lived through child abuse, you always feel like you're kind of in it alone. You're mad at the world. I guess you just don't understand. But now as an adult and you start to look at this, you know, through research and through talking to people, this is an epidemic. It's a hidden epidemic of neglect to our children. I mean, there's 3.6 million referrals made to the protection agencies involving more than 66 million children a year. In 2014, state agencies found estimated 702,000 victims of child maltreatment. Flexers, that's enough to fill 10 football stadiums. Think about that. Enough child abuse to fill 10 football stadiums. Our poor children. Now, I know you probably heard me in the beginning say, you know, as a child who lived through child abuse, and it's true. Quick backstory, I was born in Alaska, came here when I was young with my mother. My father never followed. My mom is from the area, a small farm town called Ellenburg up here in the upstate North Country here. And he never came. So I started growing up as a child who was confused, angry, you know, where's my dad? Why isn't my dad around kind of thing. My mom quickly dated as I grew up. And then eventually she, I guess, found the one, I guess you could say. Now this one decided that since I wasn't his child, that he would take his aggression out on me. So a lot of my friends don't know this. So if they're listening out here, today in Radio Land, they're going to kind of be surprised. But that's what happened. He took his aggression out of me. So 11, 12 years old, full-fledged, being beat up by a man. We lived in a trailer a lot. And we did move around. I stayed locally at schools here, but we did move around here in the city. So I was in apartments and things like that. But a lot of the time we were in a trailer. Nothing wrong with the trailer. Shout out to my people in the trailers, by the way. So if you've ever been in a trailer, the bathroom door, the bedroom door, they're kind of down like a hallway. So what he would do is he would straighten out a metal coat hanger, and he would wrap it around the door handle of the bathroom to the door handle of my door, so I actually couldn't open the door. So I spent a lot of my like preteen days, 12, 13, 14 years old, locked in my room, kind of watching my friends play out the window, reading a ton of Goosebump books and Stephen King books. That's probably why I love horror so much, and I'm kind of twisted in the head a little bit, and watching TV through the crack of my door. So where I'm going with this is I'm not trying to, you know, bring anyone's mood down. I just kind of want to enlighten you guys and let you know that if you are out there and you are either witnessing or if you are a part of or this is happening to you, that I'm here to talk to you, because I know when you're going through it, you can feel alone, and you're not alone, I promise you. I'm here to help you, I'm here to love you, and I've rose above it, and I continue to rise above it. I like to say I'm a phoenix sometimes, I kind of rise from the ashes, but you can too. So guys out there, you know, there's reports made every 10 seconds of child abuse here in the United States. You guys, I need help from everybody. I need you guys to come together. We need to make sure that we, you know, lift our hearts, lift our minds, and recognize and look for, I guess, signs of child abuse, because sometimes there's more to the story. That fake smile, or the kid that's being a bully, or the one that's a loner, you know, there might be more going on than you actually know. So take the time to love somebody. Take the time to help somebody. Thank you for listening to me. I'm going to drop a song for you guys here, and we'll be back later on. Peace and love, baby.
Woo, baby, what's going on? You already know the Dad Flex, huh? Maddie Pace coming at you live from the Maddie Mo Show, the host with the most mojo. But you already know, though, I just had to say thank you so much for checking out the station. I hope you really enjoyed that little story from senior year in high school, because that is, like I said, a true story. Pretty crazy. I know. A little bit there, you know, at the same time. But I wanted to stop by, having listened to your episode, and I really like the five keys to be becoming a leader, you know, a team leader. And I really like what you have to say, and I look forward to hearing a lot more of what you have to say, my friend. So I'm just coming by, blessing the page, saying, hope you have yourself a lovely Saturday. Coming at you live, Maddie Pace, one love, I'm out.
Hey. Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. Alright?
Alright.
You got a dream, you gotta protect it. People can't do something themselves, they wanna tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it. Period.